Hello and welcome to episode 6. In this episode, we will be discussing type 2 diabetes pathophysiology and remission through weight loss. In this scenario, we have a patient with type 2 diabetes who has had it diagnosed approximately 10 years ago. He was originally started on glipizide 5 mg twice daily with good A1C response to below 7% until now. His A1C has been rising over the last year and is currently 9.2%. The question is, what is the main reason for the reduction in glipizide efficacy over the year? Is it rising insulin resistance, patient's noncompliance, reduction in beta cell capacity, or medication tolerance? And the answer is reduction in beta cell capacity. So to understand the reason for this answer, we have to dive into the pathophysiology of type 2 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes is a state of glucose dysregulation characterized by insulin resistance and a relative insulin deficiency. We will discuss the relative insulin deficiency in a few moments, but it's important to note that there is a lot of controversy about the exact order, timing, and contribution of different factors that lead to type 2 diabetes. We know that type 2 diabetes is caused by a mix of reversible and irreversible factors, both environmental and genetic. For example, the risk of developing type 2 diabetes increases with age, with body mass index, and with physical inactivity. It is also more common in certain ethnicities, such as African Americans, Native Americans, Latinos, and Asians. According to the twin cycle hypothesis, it states that in the right environment, such as a prolonged positive caloric balance leading to obesity in a genetically predisposed individual, lipogenesis leads to deposition of excess triacylglycerol in the liver, which results in increased hepatic insulin resistance, as well as a development of peripheral insulin resistance, and that leads to increased hepatic glucose production, which results in hyperglycemia. In response to that, the pancreatic beta cells, as a compensatory mechanism, produces an excess amount of insulin, and that leads to further favored processing of triacylglycerol in the liver into more liver fatty storage, which itself leads to more insulin resistance, or it leads to transportation of these fatty acids in the circulation, part of which ends up depositing on the pancreatic beta cells themselves and is thought to contribute to slowly declining beta cell reserves and apoptosis, which eventually causes a relative insulin deficiency and eventual absolute insulin deficiency. Now, this pathophysiology starts many years before the diagnosis of diabetes and prediabetes. However, the beta cells start to fail approximately 2 to 3 years after the initial diagnosis. And based on clinical data, we know that approximately half of patients with type 2 diabetes, they are placed on insulin within 10 years of the diagnosis, which indicates an eventual beta cell apoptosis and insulin deficiency. This is also supported by the declining efficacy of sulfonylurea with time, usually 5 to 10 years. A remission-focused strategy will focus on reversing the factors that led to the development of type 2 diabetes in the first place. So a negative caloric balance is thought to lead to mobilization of fatty liver, improved hepatic insulin resistance, and improvement in glycemic parameters. And knowing what happens to beta cells, it's very important to target a remission strategy early on in the diagnosis of diabetes before sufficient beta cells become permanently defective. Patients in early diabetes who are not yet insulin dependent are more likely to achieve success with remission strategies. So remission of type 2 diabetes refers to the improvement in glycemic parameters to a threshold below which diabetes was diagnosed, i.e., you know, an A1C below 6.5% and other targets discussed in earlier episodes. And you have to achieve that off pharmacological therapy for a period of at least 3 months. A remission-focused strategy has been investigated and found to be largely successful through either surgical weight loss interventions or through medical weight loss interventions, such as intensive lifestyle modification program. For example, bariatric surgery has remission rates of approximately 50% at 1 year and approximately 80% at 3 year follow-up. While lifestyle intensive programs, one that include meal replacement at 800 calorie per day with gradual food reintroduction in a multidisciplinary environment, this was studied in the DIRECT study, the 1 year remission rates approached 50% for the general group, but for those who lost 15 kilograms or more, their remission rates were 86%. Those who sustained the weight loss and maintained it continued to be in remission at a later follow-up study. So one way to think about type 2 diabetes is, you know, as soon as a patient is diagnosed, you have to think of it as a ticking clock. The time is ticking for these beta cells, and they're trying their best to compensate, and unless we intervene early, that patient is going to be insulin deficient from defective beta cells, possibly for the rest of his life. And early intervention is the best intervention, and that's something that we need to discuss with patients as soon as they're diagnosed. So, thank you for listening. In the next episode, we will be discussing a very different type of diabetes, which is the MODY, that's maturity onset diabetes of the young, which is a very common and very tricky subject on the endocrine board exams. And we're going to dive into that and help you try to remember some of the exam tricks. See you in the next episode.